So what would be an example of, instead of saying this is going to fail miserably, what would be a better way to convey that it's probably not a good idea without ruffling the powerful person's feathers?
To my mind, it's going to be situational, right? It's going to be dependent on what they give you. But I think one of the things that we don't use enough in those situations is a simple mirror at the end of their request, at the end of their ask. And when they have to restate it, that might give them some ideas. And if not, then you label it with something that might point toward the loss. You don't want to try to prove a point or drive the conversation, but certainly something like, it seems like you've had some success with these techniques in the past. Or the other thing that I would kind of like in this situation is a nice summary. And then at the end with your, and as a result, you feel some, the dynamic being, that this can be successful over the long term, or that the obstacles in our way won't prove insurmountable, something to get them thought shaped a little bit into considering what they might be walking into in a way that allows them to save face and modify it to make it seem like their idea.
Now, see, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm assertive. My go-to would be a calibrated question. I would make them formulate the thought in their mind. And as they're formulating that thought and trying to lay everything out, let them come to the realization on their own that what they're trying to do is not going to work. Because then when they come to it on their own without me having to point it out, they maintain their power and control. And then it's their idea that they had to switch it up, not mine telling them they had to. So, yeah, I don't know how, Troy, I don't know how you and Derek feel, but I would go for that calibrated question.
And I would start off with a label. I would just say, seems like that's the only option. Let them think about that for a second. Well, no, there's other options. Or yeah, that's the only other option. Then I would hit them with a calibrated question. What happens if that option doesn't work?
When you get down to, I'll change it up. When you get down to brass tacks,
Another one.
the powerful person, when there's an off-kilter power dynamic, their needs are no different than anyone else's. It's just heightened. They have a need to be heard, understood, and respected. It's just more elevated than with the assertive person, or I'm sorry, the analyst person or the accommodator. My data is all I need to respect me. So I don't need you fluffing me up with a bunch of labels, mirrors, or calibrated questions in order for me to figure it out, because I've already figured it out. But for those guys, that is as important to them as coming to an agreement. In other words, the type of person that Sandy is describing they'll blow a deal up. As long as you leave that room or you leave that call knowing and respecting their position, their power, their authority, their intellect, the deal can go to hell in the handbasket. But as long as they've gotten that across to you, they're good with it. So, and many people feel like these are the most difficult people to deal with. And the reality is, at least from my perspective, they're the easiest to deal with because there's less I have to say because they want to run it. You hit them with a decent label, and then they're just going to vomit up all of this information. Most of it irrelevant. Most of it is going to be telling you how great they are, but they're going to be nuggets within there. And so you can just let them go and you satisfy that need. You remove yourself as a threat, even though you don't view yourself as a threat. And when you remove yourself as a threat, their thinking becomes clearer. They're less defensive and they're looking at you as somebody that they could work with simply because you basically kept your mouth shut.
What I like about all of us being on the screen, we all gave a different answer, and all of those fit in the realm of being dealing with somebody that's an assertive. You can use a label. A mirror would work well. Calibrated questions. All of those things, when you go back to our sheet for the three personality types, all of those are in there for the assertive. And all three of us use a different method to come to get to the same desired result.
And Liptak just threw something into the chat that I wanted to highlight. And he threw in there, if for some reason this doesn't work, what is the plan? When you're dealing with an assertive exuding that kind of power, they are not as concerned about the how. The win in the moment. I just want to break Troy's will and make him submit to me in this moment and come to an agreement. We'll worry about the how later. And for those of you who are not under that assertive umbrella, you can't disengage with that assertive person until you hammer out the how. What is this going to look like moving forward? What are we going to do if we find ourselves off track? It's the same way almost for the accommodator, but with the assertive, they're comfortable with a yes without a how. And you're doing them a disservice, you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't what and how them to death about implementation, next steps, what it's going to look like in the future. Now, doing that is going to raise some negative stuff on their side. So you have to do what we've all talked about ad nauseum to this point before you share that with them. You're going to have to set it up with the accusations on it. You're going to have to soften it on the delivery. And when you ask those what and how questions, it's got to sound as plaintive as possible so that you're encouraging them to help you because you don't get it.
Yes.
You're not smart enough to track with their thought process, and you need it broken down into smaller pieces. So if you and an assertive come to an agreement, don't let them go until you have concrete steps as to what the future is going to look like. Because I will tell you, as an analyst, that's the one thing that I hate about dealing with the assertive, because I don't want to do anything without a how. And I've got to be, Sandy will tell you, I need to be handheld. What happens next? Okay, well, what happens after that? Okay, well, what happens after that? I need to have a pretty good idea what the lay of the land looks like as this relationship progresses moving forward.
Yeah, if you defer to them, and when you're trying to figure out the how, if you're giving them the impression that, oh my gosh, I just don't know how this is going to work, I need you to really explain it to me, then they'll go right on into it. Because if they feel like you want to hear them talk more, they're going to talk more. And they don't realize that you're doing that on purpose to get the information that you need out of them. But it works great. And I think it's so funny, because every time we're at a live event, or, you know, I'm dealing with a coaching client, their biggest concern is always dealing with the assertive person. And I'm like, that's the easiest one. And, you know, because you just let them talk, you just let them be in control. You don't have to have control when you're dealing with an assertive, because they'll run everything. And all you have to do is just guide them where you want them to go with either a calibrated question or a mirror, especially mirrors, because, you know, we're not quiet, assertive people. We just keep talking. So, you know, when we breathe, you use that mirror and you send us where you want us to go. And that's the easiest thing to deal with. To me, sometimes dealing with an analyst is the most difficult, especially an analyst with power, because they've got the data and information on their side. And so you can't make them see anything else. Even if you know their data is wrong a little bit, it's like fighting an uphill battle. And you got two flat tires. It's just ridiculous. And so don't always assume, if you've got someone exuding that power on the other side, that it's automatically an assertive, because it's not always going to be an assertive. Okay. It may be an accommodator. It may be an analyst. And then you've got a whole different animal that you're dealing with. The assertive one who pushes the power out there is easy to deal with.